September marks the 6-month anniversary of the Oso landslide. We're bringing you voices of some of the survivors. It's part of our series, Voices of the Oso Landslide, a collaboration between KUOW and KCTS 9. KUOW's Patricia Murphy brings us the story of Oso Chapel pastor Gary Ray. Pastor Ray helped provide spiritual and emotional support for a community that prized itself on a strong sense of independence.
Dear Father, you are that great Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You are so good, so great, so gracious. Lord, you
that first day especially was pretty chaotic. Folks would try to get to the slide area. They were turned back. They came either to Oso Chapel or to the Oso Fire Department. It's a windy road, and no one knew the scope of what had happened. It was days, really. Everyone just wanted to help. So in the first couple of weeks, I received, 1,900 phone calls, plus emails, plus people coming to the church, plus people wanted to give something. And sometimes it was a loaf of homemade bread, and sometimes it was a toy that the child wanted to pass on to a hurting family. And so you had to kind of regroup your thinking to, how are you going to coordinate this? Where is this going to be stored? How is it going to be accessed? Who needs to oversee it? And for a while, it was really almost 24/7. You don't want to turn your phone off, but I have a couple phones in my house, and there was a couple times when my wife, you know, had a phone in her hand and I had two in my hand, and we were just trying to help, and it was pretty intense for a while. You get overworked and overwhelmed, and you get connected to the people who are hurting, and you hear those stories. And in the moment, there's not much you can do to help but be there and listen. And it's tough. If you don't care, it's probably not tough. But my family does, and it was a hard emotional time for our family. Oso is an area where there's very little infrastructure. So there's no schools or gas stations or stores or post office or anything like that. A lot of people built their own house and live off the grid and have their solar panel and dug their well. And almost by nature, they were prone to not really want government involvement in their lives. When you have that fierce sense of independence, it's hard to go to a government agency for a gas card. And so, and that was just the beginning. Now, people need help rebuilding and buyouts for the property and wells redug and solar panels replaced and tractors fixed. And so the scope of the need is significant. My role is to help people feel comfortable enough to share their story with what's called a navigator or a caseworker, and for those needs to be met. It's encouraged me and strengthened me. It's pushed me and tested me, but you know, it hasn't shaken my faith. There are low points, hard points, points when you think that there is no way out and there's no hope, but there is. God is there, and he will provide comfort and what we need to see each other through.
That was Oso Chapel pastor Gary Ray. Patricia Murphy produced that story. Our series, Voices of the Oso Landslide, is a collaboration between KUOW and KCTS 9. You can hear and see all the personal stories from the series at our website, kuow.org.